Well, hello there. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, as you have been for the last few Sundays. It's great to have you along. I'm Peter Shad with Health Empowerment alongside our good friend Croft Woodruff. Nice to see you.
And it's good to see you this morning, Peter.
We have our coffees. We hope you have yours as we prepare for an hour of information that will hopefully help and change your life. The show is sponsored by Omira Health Center, and their motto is they want you to take control of your health with natural solutions. All you have to lose are the side effects, and the show has the same theme. Omira Health Center, by the way, is on First Street in North Vancouver. They're just west of Chesterfield, and it's unit 104233, but you could find that on the web at omira.ca. The clinic will actually be opening very soon, as we'll be talking to one of the doctors there a little later on in this show. And the telephone number that you'll need for the end for our promotional giveaway is 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. And we've been talking a lot over the last few weeks about this Bill C-51. We're going to give you a little bit of an update because there's been a stir. You have significantly caused a ruckus in caucus. Would that be fair to say, Croft?
Absolutely, and particularly on the Conservative side, to be fair. From what I gather, the Conservative caucus, a majority of members are not too happy about this. And of course, they have to vote. They don't have a free vote if the government wants to force this bill and force the opposition to go along with it on the threat of an election. So it's almost going to be like a confidence vote. But the bottom line is this, is that they've had hundreds of thousands of calls and emails and people just raising a certain place and putting a prop under it.
That's a very polite way of saying it, Croft.
And I think that we have to keep the pressure on. This is the word that I got from Ottawa just about an hour ago now. We have to keep the pressure up. Phone your MP, write to him. Hold their feet to the fire. That's all you can do, because they are supposed to be working for us.
And the good news is, Croft, that I've heard you and seen you on various other media outlets, apart from just this show, Health Empowerment, on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, in case you're wondering. And that's good news. So the media is starting to take hold a little bit here, whereas before, it seemed like this program was the only one that was kind of championing the cause.
Right. Mind you, I've heard some Health Canada propaganda on one station who will remain nameless, but people have to counteract that. And I'm one of the things they can do besides contacting us at Omira is also the Health Action Network. This is a consumer support group for health rights, and the consumer must be involved. It's going to affect them, and everybody who is in the business of being a health professional and helping people to help themselves with better health and nutrition and so on. And that's medical doctors as much as naturopaths, and chiropractors and homeopaths, nutritionists, they are going to be caught in the same net that this government is casting on the natural health products industry.
You know, that's interesting you mentioned that. We haven't heard a whole lot of, uproar from doctors themselves. And it's funny, my new doctor, who I just sort of picked up 3 months ago, she's the first doctor that's ever said, well, you know, I think you should just put flax in your diet, grind it up in a coffee grinder, have it with water twice, warm water, she says, and a little bit of lemon. Have it twice a day, and your digestion will tick along nice and neat. Didn't prescribe any drugs or anything like that. And it was really refreshing, actually. So I'd be curious to know what the actual, the medical health profession as it stands would think about this bill if they saw it.
Well, individual doctors, as far as I'm concerned, they've gone through medical school. They've probably taken post-degree courses and things like that. And I think that they ought to have some recognition as being qualified to do what they're doing, and a doctor that keeps up on things. More and more doctors are becoming interested in nutrition and acting accordingly. But you have the strictures of their own licensing board. I know of doctors who've lost their license simply because they refuse to prescribe so many drugs like Prozac for bipolar disorder or Ritalin for children that are hyperactive. And even in spite of the fact that the doctor would say, hey, this is what's written in the compendium of pharmaceuticals, would you give that to your child or to your patient, and they still took away his license. He didn't have a garage full of bodies, and no complaint from his patients, but they took his license away. And this is a matter of just a few short years ago. And he's not the only doctor that suffered this fate, I'm sorry to say.
He's Croft Woodruff from Omira Health Center. He's an expert in orthomolecular therapy. And if you actually want to find out why your health isn't just perfect, if you'd like to set aside some time and chat with Croft, you can certainly do that through Omira at 604-983-HEAL, 604 983-4325. And you don't have to say orthomolecular when you visit, by the way. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that people talk to you about when they come and visit you and you sit down with a consultation. But just back to Bill C-51 for a moment. Croft mentioned getting in touch with your MP. It's very simple. All you have to do is put your honorable MP's name, the House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, on a letter with the postal code K1A0A6, and put a letter in there that says you vehemently oppose Bill C-51. You don't even need a stamp on the letter. And the more I talk to people, the more I realize that letters have a lot of power in Ottawa, more so than emails. It's easy to dismiss an email, not so easy to do with a letter. We also have phone numbers for the Prime Minister's office, the Minister of Health, and even senators' offices. And if you need all that information, it can all be picked up through the OMIRA website, or we can even just email it to you if you like. All you have to do is go info@omirahealth.com. That's info@omirahealth.com, and we'll get back to you and let you know exactly what you have to do to help stop Bill C-51. There was even a couple of rallies yesterday, Croft, so the work is starting to pay off. Robson Square yesterday morning, you may have seen it from 10 till 11, and at the same time, there was one happening in Williams Lake.
Yes, and also back east in several cities, people are really outraged about this.
And if you get a copy of this week's Georgia Strait, you can go to page 15, and you'll see a whole bunch of articles on Bill C-51, including you'll see Andrew McGivern from OMIRA Health Centers, one of the founders, and it's called Natural Health Crackdown. And, you know, we shouldn't assume that everybody knows exactly what this is. In a nutshell, Croft, you know, what is Bill C-51 and how can it affect the average Canadian?
Well, they are classifying dietary supplements as therapeutics. But even what's on your fruit and vegetable stand in a supermarket can be covered by that. And you can't make any health claims. Or they'll be very restrictive. And of course, they're going to treat everything like they were drugs. This is coming in line with Codex out of the World Health Organization and the European Union.
He's Croft Woodruff. You're listening to Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. And it's brought to you every week by OMIRA Health Center. We're going to have one of their doctors on in just a second. The telephone number for OMIRA is 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. OMIRA Health Center will be opening very soon on the North Shore on First Street, just west of Chesterfield. Coming up a little later on today's show, you have a very disturbing piece of news about vaccine that kind of falls under, you know, there's a similar theme to Bill C-51. Why don't you just give us a little bit of a preview of that, Croft?
Well, everybody should know by now that the provincial government is going to make this Gardasil vaccine. It's a human papilloma virus vaccine, which is presumed to be able to prevent cervical cancer, and they are directing it to grade 6 girls this fall. They'll have about 3 shots. It's going to be paid for by the provincial government. And unfortunately, I already am aware of serious adverse reactions, including fainting and paralysis that has been reported. And I'll talk a little bit more about that near the end of the program.
Sure. Wow. Okay. So that's coming up in Croft's Natural Health News of the Week. And at the end of the show, we'll also have, as usual, a 1410 Buzz of Vancouver Health Empowerment promotional pack for you. And give you a little bit of a heads up on it. You're going to get a free organ scan and interpretation with Dr. Steve Tyers, who's going to join us in just a second. And also, OMIRA is going to give you one free hyperbaric session for yourself and someone that you know who could use it. And we're going to talk about hyperbaric and how it may help with all sorts of different ailments. And those two will be available to our first 20 callers at the end of the show. But I just wanted to give you a heads up now. We'll be giving those away, the 1410 and OMIRA Health Center promotional pack coming up a little bit later on. And by the way, when you do call later on, don't be distressed if you can't get through, because there's going to be a lot of people calling, as they have every week. So in just a few minutes, we're going to talk a little bit more about Croft, about supplements and food sources. And we'll talk about sort of like what he does when people come and see you. And people do come and see you quite regularly. I understand you're pretty busy right now.
Yes, I have been very busy. I've also been working with a medical doctor in the Lower Mainland with regard to his patients. He wants them to have more nutritional information and education that he doesn't really have the time to give to them. And so he's asked me to do that. So I go once a week to his clinic and talk to people.
Are you making house calls or are you doing it all at O'Meara?
O'Meara and, of course, the clinic and, across the Lower Mainland as well.
Very good. Well, if you want to make an appointment with Croft, here's the telephone number, 983-HEAL, 983-4325 for O'Meara Health Centers on First Street in North Vancouver, just west of Chesterfield. In just a moment, we'll talk to Dr. Steve Tyers, and we'll talk about this fancy new gizmo they have there, the organ scan, which is similar to the DM06, and we'll talk about that as well. And also just talk about longevity plans and what kind of programs they're going to be offering at O'Meara to, help you live a longer and happier life. That's coming up next when we continue with Health Empowerment. It's our 12th episode. Can you believe it? And you're listening to 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver.